y'all hear this WRBT 89 station.
Go ahead, 829.
Yeah, I was just checking to see if you all could hear this this walkie-talkie over Ypsilanti Township way.
It's sounding good with that walkie-talkie. And Ypsilanti, yeah, you're on 625, correct?
Yeah, that's an affirmative. I'm on 65. I must have a clear pathway all the way into Detroit.
You do. I'm over here in Rochester Hills right now. You're sounding good, but you have it like a, I don't know where you're at exactly, but like a little bit, not much really. What kind of data do you have out there?
I got a rubber ducky antenna on a walkie-talkie.
If you want to know, sound a little bit better than that. I don't know, maybe you heard me. Nagoya 771G. You will sound a lot better. Over.
What's that, 771G? Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear. And yeah, I think I'm just kind of lucky with this repeater. I think I'm just making a good connection for some reason.
Yeah, well, you had you sounding good, really. And are you outside, by the way?
Yeah, it's a beautiful evening, so I decided to sit outside. Really hoping that my son comes online, because I wanted to see if he could make a connection to the repeater.
I'm over here. Rochester Hills, like I said, and on Mount Clemens repeater 675. Anyhow, you should get that antenna. That was the one I was saying, Nagoya 771G. And when you go inside, you want to talk from inside the house, because you know it's getting winter time. Anyhow, it's up to you. I'm not telling you what to do. And you'll be talking better from the inside too. Over.
Okay, antenna, Nagoya 771G, is that what you said?
Nagoya 771G. And make sure when you get one, it says on it 462. Right on the antenna, in the bottom of that antenna, not on top, but in the bottom, it says 462. And the Amazon got them, like $20.
Yeah, this is definitely within my budget, $20. Yeah, I think you got a good point. It's going to get cold, so I won't be able to be outside very much. And I've just started this. And yeah, right now, just a walkie-talkie.
It's a good walkie-talkie. I don't know what's the name of it, but it's a good walkie-talkie, you know what I mean? I have about 6-7 of them, the Bowfinger, and I have the Quince one, and I have Redtail. I have all these radios, but all they have on them, I'm going to be honest with you, 771G, that's the antenna. Roger.
Well, I appreciate that advice. I'm going to look into it. It, like I said, it's definitely in my budget. And if it makes an improvement or if I can move to the inside, that's a good idea for the wintertime coming.
Now, I'm here in the car, and I have a mobile, the DB20G. That's the antenna I have. And also, I'm sorry, that's the radio I have. And I have the same radio inside the house, DB20G. That'll be Reality DB20G. I purchased that from Amazon. Was about $90 with the base station antenna. I don't know if you're going to be doing that or not. Whatever you do, you know, I cannot tell you what to do. Roger?
Yeah, I thanks for that input. Appreciate it. I think one of the things is I was trying to understand, like, how good can you do with the repeater? I mean, could I reach my son? He hasn't come online yet, but then I was thinking, well, maybe that's inspiration of maybe build a setup where in simplex mode I could talk directly to him and not have to use a repeater.
How far is your son from you? Because I don't know how far is your son from you.
Yeah, I think he's like the Beach Daily 5 mile area.
Well, I don't know, but you can try. I don't know if the simplex is going to work or not for you. But if he's got the same radio what you got, you probably can do it, you know what I mean? But with that antenna, it helps out for you guys, both of you. Over.